Last Sunday, when I presided over the Eucharist, I was using the microphone for the first time on this side of my ear, and I said I was trying to sound like Garth Brooks, right? And now I came today to fix it. It couldn't fix over here, and I'm having it over this side, so now I have to be Toby Keith. They're all Oklahomans. But somebody said, well, we don't love him because he likes OU. Anyway. As I said in the beginning of the Mass, every Mass has a theme, and we need to listen. You get a theme from the readings of the day. And it's about the shepherds. But what is presented before us today as a model is Jesus as the good shepherd. Not just as a shepherd, but a good shepherd. A good shepherd as one who preached to the people, bringing them to reconciliation with God, teaching them, healing them, and even feeding them. That we see in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, in today's Gospel, we're told that Jesus invited his apostles to go to a certain place for some recreation. But by the way, the context is that Jesus has sent them out to go and minister unto the people, to heal the sick and all that. And they went, and they were so successful. They came back reporting to the Lord what happened and everything that they did. So after this missionary activity, Jesus said, okay, now we have to take a break. Let's go somewhere so that you can go and recharge your batteries, so that you can take a rest and work. But now what happens that as they were going to this place, the crowds were following them. In fact, walking there, before they could reach there, the crowds were already there. And the Bible said that Jesus looked and saw the vast crowd of people. He saw them and he took pity on them. And after that, what did he do? He started to teach them many things. And then next Sunday, we'll hear about him feeding them. That's the good shepherd. A good shepherd. There was the need to rest. There was the need to get away. But then he saw the need, a real need. He saw the people in need. So he suspended their recreation and decided to do something for them. That is how you know a good shepherd. And that's a role model for us, priests, that to be like Jesus. There are times when we work, we think we have worked so hard, and then there is a need, and we think, oh, I need to go and lie down and maybe have an adult beverage. Right? And yeah, but we need to look at Jesus and look at what he did. The example that he left for us. He saw people in their real need. Although, my dear friends, there are times too when Jesus was telling them to get away for a while, it did not mean that he doesn't know that people, there were needs. But he saw the need for them to go away and to rest, to recharge their batteries. Why? Because when you go there, then you can pray. You can reevaluate what you are doing, whether you are doing the right thing or not. He did it a number of times as a human person. He was human. And then make sure that he was doing the will of God, the Father. He would go and pray. He would go and have a quiet moment, a reflection. Priests do it sometimes, We go on retreat. Some of you do it sometimes. You go on retreat. Although when priests go on their retreat, some of my parishioners say, oh, you're going to one of these priest parties. Like we don't go there to pray. We go there to party. We go and pray. We go and reflect. We go to confessions too. And it's important. And it's important for us sometimes to take a time out to reflect, to pray. Jesus did it. A number of times he would go out and pray because he has to make sure that he was doing the Father's will. Sometimes you find it hard to pray. Like I said, we priests and clergy, we work so hard. And sometimes we feel like, oh, am I going to be praying today? I think I worked so hard. I heard confessions. I did masses. I still went to see the sick. I did all that and all that. I think I need to just chill out. We need to pray too. Jesus has given us the example that we need to pray always. Sometimes we do the same thing. We give our own excuses. I've worked so hard. I've done so many things. And today, oh, I don't have time to pray. No, you have to have time to pray. If you have time to eat, then you have time to pray. Because when you eat, you feed the body. When you pray, you feed the spirit. You feed your soul. You know, what I used to do when I was back there in Salisaw, I would celebrate Mass at 11:30 at Weaver Falls. And coming back, it's been about 12:30, and then that's time when people go shopping. So I would go drive home, and on my way home, I would go branch into Walmart. Because that's the biggest shopping center there. So I would go to Walmart. And then, at Walmart, and then I will be seeing my parishioners who didn't come to church. Hey, Father, hey, how are you? We missed you today. Yeah, well, Father, I woke up, I'm so tired. Oh, but you're not tired to come to Walmart. Oh, Father, I was not feeling so good today. I was a little bit, oh yeah, but you could come to Walmart and you're carrying this big stuff. But just to spend an hour is so hard, it's difficult. We do that. I'm talking about people over there. Here, some people do it too, isn't it? Oh no, you don't do that. You're all good. That's why I came here, because you're all good. You make my work easy. I don't have to talk about those. But in case if there is one person who does it, that soul is important, right? So we need to understand the need for us to be people of prayer and take our time. Make it something that is important in your life, that you have to feed your soul and feed your body. When we do that, we become like Christ, who is the shepherd. A shepherd who builds bridges. A shepherd who unites people. A shepherd who cares about other people. That's what we are called to be. Good shepherds. And like our Jesus, the good one. Amen.